Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Our telephone number, 312-981-7200. You can text us at that same number. And we are talking about Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control, a big benefit coming up. But it's my kind of benefit. You don't have to get dressed up. In fact, we want you to take off your clothes. Charlie Propson will explain from Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control.
Hello, Steve.
Is this why you do that coin toss to see who does the radio with me from Friends? And you clearly lost the toss. And now he said what he said, but I'm actually kind of making some sense. It's a beach party.
It truly is, Steve. It's really exciting. We're going to have adoptable animals down there. There's going to be a food truck from Vitabone. They're going to be handing out treats, and you'll be able to adopt a dog on site.
Yeah, very cool. And the nice thing about this benefit is it's free, but I don't want it to be free. I want someone from Friends of Animal Care and Control to walk around with a dog bowl. And in that dog bowl, people can stick a dollar, $100, $5,000, right?
Yes, absolutely.
she's not arguing with that. I want to talk about what Vitabone is doing. I want to talk about this good stuff food truck for pets that's traveling actually all over the country and what they're going to be doing in Chicago. A bit more about the benefit. But first, Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control. So you look friendly. You look like you're a friend. What is this organization about?
Steve, we're a support organization. We are a nonprofit 501c3 organization formed about 15 years ago to help support the animals of Chicago Animal Care and Control. We are friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control. We try to fill in the gaps that the city budget just can't cover for the animals. We try to make life better for them while they're at the city shelter, and we try to get them out and adopted and into foster care, whatever we can do to save their lives.
Yeah, the money goes to the animals. So out of necessity, and it's true for any city department, a percent of the budget goes to the salaries of the people that work there. And we all know about how city budgets are doing right now in Chicago, which isn't so great in general, and animals are never in any city number one on that list. And this is a municipal facility. So the good news is it's a municipal facility. People work there. They care a lot about animals, and they do get paid. The bad news is there's only so much money. And what you provide has become, I would argue, absolutely necessary. And in fact, there still is not enough.
No, and it's surprising the things that happen that can't be covered by the budget. We recently had they have an internal clinic where they take care of the broken animals that come in. Mm-hmm. Their x-ray machine went down. I don't know how long it's been there. It's old. It's not digital. I saw pictures of people, or I should say, I talked to people who were taking pictures of old-fashioned x-rays in order to send them by their cell phone to a clinic for advice and consultation.
Really?
They had nothing. Now the machine is completely broken down, and there is no money in the budget to replace this, and it's a critical element. And Friends stepped up to the plate, and we said, okay, we're doing it. And we've started fundraising for the machine. We've ordered it. We're gonna make sure that they have what they need when they need it. So that's the kind of thing that we try to do.
And from American Pet Nutrition, the Vitabone people are helping a little bit because they're making a contribution that could in part, it's your choice, but could in part go to that.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
Or wherever it does go. And by going to this beach party, you'll not only have a good time at Montrose Dog Beach, which, let me rephrase that, your dogs will have a great time at Montrose Dog Beach. It's this coming Tuesday from 4 to 7, and it's a Chicago Park District place, so there's no fee. It's for anyone in Chicago, but the Good Stuff food truck will be there, and they'll be offering samples of Vitabone, which are dog treats, and you can break them into little small pieces, And by doing that, you can help train your dog, which is always a really good thing.
Do we have samples for my dog?
We can get samples for your dog. Yes, okay. We can.
All right.
So Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control, to learn more about that, where can people go? What's the website?
Sorry, our website is fcacc.org.
fcacc.org. Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control. I turn over my shoulder. You saw me. I turned, looked over my shoulder, and guess what I see? Lots of text. So we're going to answer some of those text messages and your phone calls if you want, 312-981-7200. More to come at 720 WGN on Steve Dale's Pet World. Don't move, sit, stay. In the studio also right now as we speak is Rachel Lewis, brand manager at Vitabone. And Rachel, you are traveling all over America, aren't you, with the food truck, which is called?
Yes, it's the Good Stuff Pet Truck.
Say that again?
The Good Stuff Pet Truck.
Uh-huh.
So the Good Stuff Pet Truck, it's a mobile truck tour sponsored by Supreme Source Pet Food and Vitabone Biscuits. And we're going on a little road trip this year to have a little fun and share our message of positive reinforcement dog training and treating the goodness of grain-free dog food.
Yes. So talk about what you'll be doing. This is Tuesday, 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock. There is no charge to come. It's at Montrose Dog Beach, which is Mon Dog, mm-hmm. we call it in Chicago. And you'll see it's about as big. So you've got the human beach right over there. And it's about that big. Can you see?
Right. Yes.
That big. Exactly that big. And then the dog beach right over here, which is exactly that big.
Yeah.
It's about the same size. You could see, right? Right now. Yeah, it's about the same exact size, which is really, really cool. And the dogs run and play and they do and they swim and they do all the things you do at a dog beach. But you'll be parked right at the entrance and you will be, you know, I've often complained about this. So in Chicago, we have all these food trucks, right? Good thing. You know, serving everything from ribs to donuts and everything in between. There is one now for cupcakes. Now, that is a food truck we need to visit. But you know what? Till now, there's never been a food truck for dogs. You've got that.
We've got that. And we'll be giving you samples of Vitabone biscuits, some coupons that you can use in your local grocery stores.
For free stuff?
Free stuff.
Free stuff?
Yeah.
Free stuff.
And we'll also have local trainers there so they can tell you little tips and tricks on how to work better with your pup.
Well, I think that's me.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
there you go. So I'm told.
Yeah.
And I'll be offering behavior advice should you have any behavior questions regarding your dogs or your cats. But probably cats would not enjoy the dog beach. So
right.
I suggest leave the cats at home. And you're making a really nice contribution to Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control. And to your right is Charlie Propsom of Friends of Animal Control in Chicago. And she was talking before you jumped in here about where those dollars go and how badly they're needed, which is true. And the fact that you're doing this all over the country and benefiting local shelters, hooray for you. I mean, that's a really, really good thing. Vitabone, the thing about them is you could break them into small pieces and you can give them to your dog. And because you could break them into small pieces so easily and because they taste so good, it's a good training treat as well, I think.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, yeah. So that is this coming Tuesday that this happens in Chicago, and it's absolutely free. I said I would read some text, so that is what I'm about to do. Dear Steve, your program is hilarious. Okay. Steve, thank you very much for helping us about dogs. I have a dog that won't sit when I ask her to sit, but sits when I don't ask her to sit. Well, there's an example of what you could do with positive reinforcement dog training. So here's what you do. Follow this. Watch this on the radio. Take the treat, lift it up over the dog's nose. But if you lift it too high, what do you have? A dog is going to jump up for it. So then you're lifting it too high. And what you do is when you lift it up, and you could train cats, he says. I meant to say that. Cats to sit in the same way. You lift it up over their heads, not so high that they're going to jump for it, just high enough where the only way to get it is the head goes up a little bit. And when the head goes up a little bit, physiologically, the rear end's got to go down. And now you just say sit, and you give the dog or your cat a treat. Do you work a lot training cats, Charlie?
I do not try to train cats. But I will tell you, yes. My dog Zeke, he, from the time he was a puppy, he was trained with positive reinforcement.
Yeah.
And now when I open the dog cookie jar with a Vitabone in there, I pull one out and he sits.
Really? Yeah,
I,
there you go.
Know, I don't have to tease him with it or anything. He'll hear the jar open and he sits.
It works as amazing as that. So right now, it's what is known as kitten season, not only in Chicago, but really in most places around the country, because cats do tend to reproduce more at this time of year. And it's not only kittens, it's adult cats that come in a lot now, too. Not only, again, to Chicago. This is not a Chicago issue. It's a common problem around much of America. So here's the reality. And I want to talk about this with you. Without foster families, what it was like and why we need more fosters today. So today you have all of these homeward bound all these organizations that come in and provide fostering. Some are rescue groups. Some are animal shelters in Chicago. Some outside Chicago. And they come in. The problem is, if you get more cats in than you have space for, Chicago or any other city, I don't want to target Chicago here, you have no choice but to either find a partner who will take them or euthanize them. And that's just the reality. And the partners only have so many foster families. So I would suggest and guess that you are always looking for more foster homes.
We are, Steve. Our foster program is really important to us, as are foster programs throughout the city. But, you know, when you talk about foster programs and organizations, you forget that it all comes down to the individual, the person who is willing to open their home to these animals, to sit there. We have a wonderful woman on our board who yesterday brought her bottle feeding babies. This means she has to feed them every 2 to 3 hours, no matter what she's doing.
Kittens.
And, you know, that kind of commitment, that's what we need, are people who want to do this. And it's delightful. Yesterday, there were three of us all feeding these 6 babies from one litter while we held an adoption event, because they couldn't be left at home alone. So, yes, we do need more fosters. Everybody in town needs more fosters.
So how can someone, if they're willing to do this, and it's a challenge for cats, you know, and it can be for dogs, but for cats, I would argue, even more of a challenge for a variety of reasons, because someone who's willing to foster cats typically has a cat or two or three at home already. So you don't want to intermingle them. You need the space to do it. But to learn more about it, exactly what needs to be done, and to actually sign up, how do you go about that?
You can go to our website. We talked about that earlier, fcacc.org. And I will say that you can also just call friends.
Oh, there's the phone?
There's the phone.
Old school.
I love it. So, and our phone number is 312. Oh, God.
We can come back.
747-9000.
So. Okay, 312-747-9000.
Yeah.
Okay. And really, it's a way to, I don't think I'm understating it if I say save lives.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you truly do. And right now, again, it's just a sad, shocking, but should never be acceptable, which is the thing. Yeah. You know, I almost think it's become, even for some people within animal welfare, acceptable to say, well, it's the summer, we have so many cats, the reality is many will die. And that should never be acceptable. The other thing is, I want to point out that Chicago, well, sadly, and we need to do something about it, some are still dying that don't need to. Dogs, too. Mostly the pit bull type dogs, or dogs you look at and call pit bulls. In truth, they're just mixed breed dogs. But we're doing a whole lot better than we were when you started all this.
Steve, it's amazing what has happened at Chicago Animal Care and Control. It's largely due to the partners that work with Animal Care and Control. You know who they are. A lot more people than just friends. They are taking animals out now. Kitten season. We have a 93% save rate for cats and kittens in Chicago. That means that we have almost achieved that no kill status, numerically speaking, for the cats that come into Chicago Animal Care and Control. And that's a miracle.
Yeah, and the national standard is, 90% for that so-called no kill standard. And we're above that now in Chicago, is what you're saying. Yeah.
But I will tell you that number is fragile.
Yeah.
It depends on people signing up to be fosters, adopting cats and kittens from your local shelter. So,
and not only from animal control. So pets are available for adoption on Southwestern Avenue from Animal Care and Control. But in addition to that, a local shelter may have a Chicago Animal Care and Control dog or cat, because that's part of the secret sauce, isn't it?
Yes.
That they come in and pull these.
Yes, it is. Paw Chicago takes animals from Animal Care and Control, anti-cruelty, you name it. Everybody in the city.
Chicago Canine Rescue. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And it's also rescues that take them from suburbs far away, you know, and they do an amazing job, and it's the combination of everyone working together. I'll tell you, the cat rescue group, the Chicago Animal Care and Control cat something.
I'm not sure.
You know what I'm talking about. Maybe you don't, but it's on my blog, and that's stevedale.tv. The cat, I can't think of it. They pull cats from animal control, and they do an amazing job at it as well. And they've made the difference in the cat world, as you've talked about. So Vitabone is now a part of all this. So welcome to Chicago, Mrs. Vitabone. And again, this benefit is a unique benefit. First of all, it's just going to the dog beach, you know, getting for yourself from the good stuff.
Pet truck.
Yes, free samples. And free coupons and all of that. And that's an easy thing to do. And your dog has a good time. Tuesday, 4 to 7 at Montrose Dog Beach. Obviously, it's up at Montrose. The entrance, I think, is actually closer to Wilson, truth be known. But it's right there. You can't miss it. You just walk in. You get your free stuff along the way or maybe on the way out. And you have a good time. My hope is, though, that some dogs are adopted, because I know some available dogs will be there from friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control.
Yes, from Chicago Animal Care and Control.
Right, that's right. So. Yes. And if we're lucky, we'll adopt out some dogs. And maybe, because I know you'll be walking around with that food dish saying, food bowl, saying, give us a couple dollars. So bring your wallet, because friends can use it. They sound friendly, don't they?
Yes.
Yes, you are friendly.
We are. We don't bite.
Charlie Propsom of Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control, thank you very much. Rachel Lewis, zipping in the studio for a guest appearance, thank you as well.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, and thanks to Vitabone for doing this for Chicago. It truly does matter. Well, we've been talking about this, and it is pretty incredible to see the Good Stuff pet truck. For further information or just to see this cool truck, a food truck for dogs, essentially, it's Good Stuff Pet Truck. com. We'll see you, Mr. Dave Schwani, at the Dog Beach Tuesday, 4 o'clock, and goes through 7 o'clock. Benefit for Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control.